You're listening to More in the Morning on News Talk 1010, Toronto.
Ah, the sound of summer. For me, anyway, the sound of later in summer. It's more of an August sound, cicadas. And if you've ever seen one of these critters up close, they're kind of creepy. And they are preparing in portions of the United States for what they're calling cicadageddon. And there's a math puzzle here, and I'm going to allow the scientists to do it for us. Dan Riskin joins us to talk about what summer is going to look like in portions of the United States. Nice to have you.
Always good to talk about bugs in the morning. I love it.
Well, and this is all about the fact that cicadas have this business of where they come out of not necessarily hibernation, but I mean, they hatch, they live, they breed, and then they're gone for either 13 or 17 years. And apparently that 13 and 17 are going to come together this summer?
Yeah. So first of all, people have seen cicadas every summer because there are species of cicadas that do come out every year. But there are a few kinds of cicadas that do this neat trick, especially in the States, but coming up into where we live a little bit, where they hide underground and they drink tree sap for 17 years. Like, you don't think about an insect living for that long, but they do. They're just sitting there drinking out of a straw, sucking on this tree sap for 17 years, counting the freeze-thaw cycles of the years to 17. How they do that, I do not know. Nobody knows. But when it gets to 17, they're like, okay, go time. And then they molt, they climb up the tree, they become a flying thing. The males start making that noise that you were playing at the start of our talk here, that really loud noise. That's just the males that do that. They're trying to attract females. They mate, and then their babies hatch and go underground and wait another 17 years. And so you have these certain individuals that go in 17-year cycles so that there are no, some years there are no cicadas of that species, and then all of a sudden one year you're going to have a zillion of them everywhere, and then the next year they're gone again, and you have to wait 17 years. There are other ones that are on 13-year cycles, and they don't line up most years, and they haven't lined up for 221 years, but 17 times 13 is when they're going to line up. So it turns out that this year, there will be an explosion of cicadas. Both of the 13-year brood and the 17-year brood happen to be in there, come out of the ground year at the same time. That hasn't happened since 1803, more than 200 years ago, but it's going to happen this year. And so in different parts of the States and just barely overlapping, there's going to be this explosion of cicadas. So it's going to be Cicada Fest in the U.S. this year for sure.
Okay, so aside from being noisy, what are the other consequences of this? I mean, like, do they eat crops?
No, they're pretty harmless. It's one of the things that people like to point out is these are not, like, they don't bite, they don't spread any human disease, and they feed the ecosystem. And their strategy is they don't want to get eaten. So by having a zillion of them come out at once, whatever predators are around that could eat them do their best, but can't even make a dent in the number of cicadas that were there. If they came out in those numbers every single year, you would get big populations of predators because there would be this reliable food source. And so the predators would have huge numbers and they would eat them all. But the cicadas let the predators starve in the next year. So maybe the predators, you know, feast on the cicadas, have lots of babies. The next year, there are no cicadas and everybody starves. So it keeps the predator populations low so that when that population explosion happens, there aren't enough predators to make a dent in them. And in fact, some cicadas count wrong and come out a year early or a year late. And there's good evidence that those ones get snatched up by predators, no problem. So it really is an anti-predator strategy that makes them come out. But there's no risk to us. There's no reason to hate on them, no reason to spray them, no reason to try to kill them. Just enjoy the loud fest for a couple months and then they'll go away and go back to doing what they do underground.
Yeah, and it's fascinating as you're describing this. I'm thinking 13 and 17 years, that's longer than the lifespan a lot of the potential predators, in which case this whole thing comes as a surprise to them. It's not like, oh yeah, I remember this happens.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really neat strategy. And the fact that 13 and 17 happen to be, if there are any math nerds listening, those are prime numbers, which means they're not divisible by anything. So if you had a predator that had a 4-year population cycle and the cicada cycle was a 12-year cycle, then it might get into sync. So the predators kind of managed to gang up on it. But the fact that 13 and 17 are prime numbers is not a coincidence. By having a 13-year cycle, it prevents predators from having any smaller number year cycle inside of that would let them catch on. So the predators really have no way of dealing with this great strategy by the insects.
Man, evolution is forever fascinating.
It is. And listen, the other fascinating thing about cicadas, this is new research that just came out, is that they can pee, I think, 2 to 3 times stronger and faster than a human or even an elephant. Their pee is extremely pressurized. They have a muscle in their body that pushes the pee out with great force, launching it from their bodies. There is apparently a tree in the Amazon called the Weeping Tree. And it's called the Weeping Tree because if you stand under it, it feels like it's raining. And now they've realized that's actually the pee of cicadas in the Amazon raining down on you. So just another reason to love them is that they're great urinators.
Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure.
That's Dan Riskin, and it is going to be one heck of a summer. Apparently, it will touch on portions of Canada because, you know, an insect respects no borders, but this is more of a Midwest phenomenon and Southern United States phenomenon.